I'm Vince Kelvin, and you are listening to my podcast, probably one of the longest lasting podcasts for love, sex, romance, life, success, and dating. We started in 2004. Next year will be 20 years of gathering every Monday. You can call live. If you're new, be certain to send me a quick email or text. Vince@seductioncoaching.com, and we'll forward you a little bit of material to start with. Meanwhile, before we take questions, you're here for you. That promise that eventually a man, a gentleman, or a woman can no longer do life and that part of life by default, but by design. Can we count on that promise? That's a great question, isn't it? It's easy to overpromise, bet every or any beautiful woman. It's easy also to be stuck in impossibility. I know, but for me, I can't. So, what is the deal, really? What is reality? Well, reality, there's three things that must be in effect for the progress to become possible. Are you ready? What I witness a lot of people do, it's a form of postponing, a form of postponing that eventually they're going to have it all in place and then they can operate. That's valid for certain disciplines in life. Think as you're listening now, which I thank you for doing that, for joining or listening afterwards. But think, what are some disciplines in life that you better have it all in place before you begin? It would be insane to just grab any cable, not measure the length between the bridge and the bottom of the dry river and just bungee jump. We need to make sure that it's all in place. So there's many disciplines that they require to have it all in place. There's also sometimes certain institutions that will enforce that. You couldn't arrive and go, yeah, you know, I always wanted to practice a law. Can you help me out? I don't have all the answers, but I'd love to be a lawyer. It's got to be all in place. They're very thorough. I've coached a couple people that didn't make it the first, second, or even third time with the bar exam. That's how thorough and demanding they are. Independently from what we may think about all of that or not, it's important that you realize that right there, to sit at home trying to memorize lines and thinking I'm going to first work on my inner game and then only will I be able to measure up with the people out there who seem to know it all is pure insanity. Okay? So what you got to do is get yourself in a reasonable manner a little bit every day to interact with the world. Number one. It's got to happen here now. The second tendency, it's an either or. So now I go interact, but I don't remember to study. We got to watch out for that. Try to be the plus person. I study, I interact. Next comes a person that's going to be, well, do you recommend being online? What about online game? Why not? What about this? Why not? Just move forward potently, powerfully. With excitement, okay? So what have we got so far? This is not something you postpone. This is something you do here, now, today. Watch, again, going back to cock-blocking yourself with, oh, for me, I do this, but not that, no. Okay, that is not your power. It's not helpful to restrain ourselves. We constantly, well, I want to do it this way, but I don't want to do it, and so on. And then the third element is, why do we do that? Why don't we embrace it? Because it's a little more subtle and it's not easy. I've been in Miami. I've been in Times Square. I've been in Hawaii during spring break, you name it, wherever, whenever. There's an event coming up in London, one in Chicago for the first time. But the drill is always the same. I was just there this weekend in Los Angeles. Somebody needs to mute. Let me see who that would be. I can also mute on my side. All right, muting a couple people. Bear with me. I have my own DJ here, but I hope I'm not muting myself. Okay, so before we take the first question, let's crystallize what we've learned and also relate to it, because it's easy to not relate to. We don't relate to it because we obsess about the one answer that will resolve, like, what if the girl isn't texting you? Well, maybe she's not capable. You know, it's not going to be the quick last-minute fix. You understand? It's the sum total of what we do, and we can't work with just one candidate. So wherever you're at, there's that subtle, it's a more subtle aspect of it where at any given time, you know, I was there, awesome guy, client, I keep privacy, but we're walking, guy is hungry, shows up, you know, contracted me a private weekend. But if we don't pay attention, then we don't do that much. There's always a reason. She's not exactly my type. You know, I've already spoke to them. There's this. She's with someone. And so on. So rapidly, we do a little less. And this is what needs to change. Okay? And it's ongoing. It's a dynamic. So right there, I keep on going back to check this out. This is what I do, brother. I am no different than anybody else. Suddenly I realize I'm finding reasons not to interact, and I start to interact again, interact again, interact again. We're going to take a question, and in just a moment I will share with you. I had an interesting series of interactions, and I made new observations about the interactions. This will be extremely helpful to better manage your interactions. So now, what questions do you have? We're doing the polite thing, waiting for somebody else to ask a question. And if we do that too much, then some other guy will get the girl.
Yes, brother. I have a question, and it ties in with what you were saying with when you find reasons not to interact, that becomes the reason to interact. And I took a few steps in the grocery store, but then with a female that's a little bit more appealing, you know, just like pops up, then it's like all those reasons come up and stuff. So I want to divorce from that or begin to condition to break free from that habit. And yeah, so I'd like to know a little more on how to break free from that.
Now, that's awesome. You well-intended. You're phenomenal. I know you're coming to the boot camp. Hear this, everybody. It's not something we have to break free from. The only thing we got to break free from is the known realization that you're already free right now. So, number one, hear this, everybody, right now. Whatever it is that you're currently dealing with, the density of the story is probably not so intense with women, okay? Oh, you know, that girl is probably not so intense. So you're at the store, you talk, you could talk a little bit more, you don't. Any direction where you can take it with your explanation, you got to bring more ease. No big deal. Turn around, talk to the next one, and so on. Now, it's more about having a different approach. What helped me initially was the idea to break it down. But the problem is that it's easy to filter right now. If you're preoccupied, if whatever impression we're under, we're hypnotized by it. So right now, there's probably a couple of listeners that maybe, yeah, you know, but for me, it's not a problem. You know, for me, it's just like I have a girlfriend and I want her to sleep with other girls. But they don't realize it's part of it. It applies. I wouldn't at 55 years old waste more of my voice to talk about what's not relevant. We're talking about it. Okay? So we have to challenge our initial thought about it. Now, here's what you got to do. And you really have to commit. Don't be reactive. It's unattractive. How do we know if we're reactive? Gentlemen, is your current way to process it? Well, you know, sometimes I do that. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I don't want to. And I don't have the time. Or is it next? I'm going to become extremely proficient at breaking down my interaction. I will drill that every single day like I'm a fighter getting ready for championship. Okay? And oftentimes we then realize that's what's missing. Because I've approached it too soft. I've approached it from defect. I've approached it from fear. And I'm getting good at it, but in the wrong direction. Okay? Some, you're getting good at repeating the same old story. Well, you know, I'm at the store and I want to take steps. Paul, life is not taking steps. Okay? During the rest of your day, you didn't go, yeah, maybe you said, let's go to the gas station. Maybe you say, you know what? I'm a little low on gas. I'll go tomorrow. You made decisions and you acted upon them. So the problem is you're not making a decision and acting upon it. Or if you do, it's so big that you don't know you're going to do it. Take one thing. Take one piece, everybody. And, you know, maybe you heard me say that 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, in the days when I did a program under Ross Jeffries called Speed Seduction in Action. It was my creation. That program was a revelation. My brothers, part of the program was a CD. So you need a CD player that you would listen to in field that would invite you to break it down. Yeah, I know, but no. Right now, there's three things. Okay, one, you're already free, and you keep on revamping the idea. You're priming the pump in the wrong direction, like it's a big deal, like there's that girl, when in fact, it's all human. So fight in the other direction. To divorce, you go, no more. Okay? The second aspect, what is your direction? If the direction is avoidance, that weakens us. We're strong, but we're weakened. So make sure, and anybody listening, this is pure gold for anything. In your career, it's so easy. At work, everywhere, with matters of money, with matters of honey, with matters of whatever, okay? With the gym and so on. Oftentimes, we don't realize we're very reactive. I don't want to do this, and I'm afraid, and it's fear-based versus, you know what? It's important to me. I'm going to give it my all, and I'm doing it. But it does not consist of doing it to rehearse about, and the stories are false. So right now, write down on a piece of paper some simple steps, pre-steps. You got to have that list, and it's in many of my courses. So it might be that you don't only have to have that list, you need to decide you're going to apply that. A whole new story. So personally, the way I healed myself was, first I decided that I was going to not turn my back to it. I wasn't going to be decide for 2 weeks or 2 days or 2 months or 2 years and then, I don't know, and I'm busy. And so my decision was made until. Now, we're all humans, so when I say that, okay, then the work begins. Then I say that one day, and the next day I'm like, again, but I got to catch myself and change that. All right? I'm muting you, Christian. Muting, sorry. So one of the simplest things first that you have to do is to have a slightly richer experience with you. Don't just go through the store. And if you're going through the store and you go, I'm tired, be with the experience, just a touch more. And you don't need notes for that or just awareness and decision. Then interact in small, simple ways with people. First, it's a bit, you know, I hate when people use the word creepy. I find it creepy. to use the word creepy. But there's times when you go, you know, it is a little, I see what people mean, and maybe even me at times. What makes it so? If we have a gentleman that's there somewhere by himself, not interacting, and then the next thing we know, he's talking to a female, it's a little different than the guy is interacting with the clerk, he's talking, and then he's talking with a female. Okay? So, you're at the store, interact, and decide, and know also you're not doing it. That's why it gets difficult. For me, I promise you, if suddenly I go dormant, I do my thing, but I'm not like, hey, Vince, how are you? This is a good, fun time together. Or, man, I'm pissed today. Really? Like my self-relation. And then on top of that, I don't interact. I'm waiting for that girl. I'm not even thinking. A girl may pop up. You need reminders also. A sign in the car. A girl may pop up. And it's not such a big deal when they do. Okay? Then it's different. Then I'm no different. It's different for in terms of result, but I'm no different than anybody else. Guess what happened? The same thing that what you're telling me right now. So apply the new recipe. The next thing you can do, you can pass by. And you got to hear me. You're still doing this thing as if you're going to talk to a girl and hopefully marry her. No! Sometimes you're just going to pass by and make a comment, ask a question. You can go totally generic also. You're testing the territory, and those little steps, breaking it down, chunking it, smaller steps. For some of you go, yeah, but I got no problem opening. There's times when the situation or how you feel brings you back to a place of not doing much. That's when you apply that. To apply it, you really need to drill it now. That's when you go back to small steps. I see a few names. I know you're already doing a lot. So you go back to a few small steps. Encourage yourself. I got to watch out. I'm giving you that tone like that so you go, hey, what was I thinking? I'm plenty and I'm awesome. But that, well, we got to watch also. One reason we don't change is because we process it all as reprimandation, as defect. I should, but I'm not. When you are, it's all of us. It's a process that's also not easy for females. Now, you then make those little comments, and they're simpler. Simple, those little comments. Okay? And take one thing. You are also probably still trying to be creative when the girl is in front of you. That's not the time to be creative. So you got to diffuse that whole thing. Okay? And I really want to help you, and it's got, don't continue to approach it the same way, because you're sharpening knives, you're trying to acquire nuclear weapons for monsters in the closet. We're going to take another question. I just want to share something, everybody, and then we'll take another question. I hope that was very helpful. It's only going to be helpful when you decide. You don't go back to the story, but it's difficult. Every time I tell myself, don't go back to the story, the next thing I know, I'm telling myself the same thing. Oh, you know, technology, da, da, da. You've seen me do it there. Change. And then break it down. Okay? So, interacting. Here's what's going to happen. Because they're humans, they're not any more comfortable than us. And the fact that they're not comfortable will fool you. Will fool you. I notice when we've entered the world, it's 8 hours times two, that's 16 hours. I'm generous, little break. We're talking 18 hours interacting with people. There's also people who come to us, a vendor, that kind of stuff. Guys, I find myself responding 4 times I was approached by people who wanted to film me, take pictures of me, and you know, something official, like the Melrose Fashion Patrol, which is a pretty major channel on social media, photographer. As they come, sometimes I'm on the lookout a little bit. I'm on guard. I'm overly guarded. He go, hey, I go, what? So that reminds me that it's no big deal if I talk to a woman, you talk to a girl, and she doesn't respond very pleasantly right away. Because I do that sometimes. Okay? And I'm not a mean person, and that's not projected towards them. It's just in this moment, I didn't expect that. There's times also where I may have another distress. I'm preoccupied. I'm doing something. So think, when you react that way. There's also times when I feel like I'm put on the spot a little bit. You know, you don't expect it, suddenly there's a camera on you. The Melrose fashion thing, I asked them to restart it twice. And on the second time, they go, no, that's good, we can edit. Because I felt, oh, I'm not prepared. It's a human experience. And there's times when you're vibing. But independently also, you know, when I ran into them again and I saw, there they are again, what are we going to do? I'm not sure. I'm a human, so are you. My point is this. Suddenly, there's a girl passes, and I go strong. I said, wait a minute, you're going in the wrong direction. Come back down. She was walking up the escalator was going up, we're going down. And then something about her tattoos. We're at a different mall. About 2 hours after that, she's there. I talked to her, and we interact a little bit. And then later on, I run into her a third time, but then I'm talking to somebody else. When I see her, she blushes. She doesn't know how to handle the fact that I'm talking to somebody else. She puts on sunglasses, and she walks very fast. And this girl was a really majorly known Hollywood celebrity. But the reason why I'm saying this is that I found that afterwards. But the reason why I'm saying this is that they're no different than us. But see, if I don't know that, in that moment when she sees me again and she's not sure how to handle it, I would take it personally. We have a couple more minutes. Who else would like to voice something? Participate in your own progress. Since I'm not hearing anything, I will assume that, okay? Somebody, go for it.
Okay, Vince, Tom here from Vegas. I need to get a handle on, what kind of commitment do you have to make to yourself and the program to really, see a change in what you're doing? I think maybe that's something I haven't been strong enough at.
I would like to have you repeat it just to verify that I got it.
Yeah, okay. What kind of commitment do you have to make to yourself and to the program, the whole process, to really start changing yourself? I mean, we're talking every waking moment, do something you can do here and there. I sort of feel like I'm not, maybe I'm just not going into it deep and as strong as I should. I'd like you to comment on what it takes to really get yourself to a new place.
Yeah, great question, isn't it, everybody? Aren't you guys interested into what it takes to get to a new place? In my humble experience, the first thing that must change is my frame of mind. I change how I go about changing. Make a note of this. Change how you go about changing. And it's simple because otherwise I would already have changed. So that means that the first thing that needs to change is how I'm approaching changing. You understand that? How I'm approaching changing. Usually, it's about organizing it. We're all very capable. We're all doing incredible things. Oftentimes, we're doing things that are already much more complex and demanding than the thing that we want to correct, but we don't know that. Keeping it simple. First, yes, to create anything, to do anything, it's going to take sticking with it. I would say first it's going to take showing up a different way. Write this down. Showing up a different way. Because we show up, but we show up still too hesitant. The first time, it's understandable. Somebody, let's say, buddy of yours tells you, you got to listen to Vince Kelvin, you hear my accent, you're not sure about it, we give you one or two listens. You could very well decide, not for me. Watch, don't decide too soon. I see myself coming across new resources, and I'm fast at not lacking them. I think we're all a little bit like that. That's why there's a little hate. But if we feel threatened, we're not sure. Keeping it simple, Tom. We got to make sure that we don't show up and, that's not showing up. The tone, for me, it's not that I'm doing very bad. Like that, more and more we should say, either change that, show up differently, or don't show up anymore, because that's not going to cut it. The way we show up, we also, all of us, have that tendency as male to presuppose that we should already know it, or to presuppose we know it. It's very common that I have guys who start to thank me, like, oh, my God. And thank you. Yeah, if I can help, I hope that was helpful. Which of my programs do you have? Oh, no, I love your videos. Which of my videos? My YouTube videos, they're pure entertainment. We don't put education on YouTube. It's entertainment. Okay? And there are different times and so on. So you're watching my videos, but you have not yet studied. Oh, no, but I'm good, brother. I'm meeting that girl tomorrow night. And then nothing happens with the girl. Even if you have my entire library, and it's not about me, but it's a truly amazing, wealthy resource. Now, show up, stick with it. S3, show up, stick with it. And guess what the third one is? Stick with it some more. That means that if you really want it to be interesting, you got to really begin when most people would feel like they did it. One of the guys that I studied from was an Olympic swimming coach. And at some point, he trained a team that broke so many world records. And his strategy was he would notice the point where most people would tire a little bit. They were still Olympic athletes. So they would still do more, okay? A lot compared to most. But he noticed that. And he invited them to treat that moment as if it was the very beginning. So wherever in your life, because we want to broaden beyond just getting girls here, women, wherever in your life you feel like you pushed, you give in a lot, in your career, your dreams, and so on. What if you were to decide you're really going to begin now and you're going to have more of an open mind than ever before? But you know what? Those three S's, how you show up, to stick with it, tenacity, and to stick with it some more. Repeat, repeat, repeat. First ingredient, I'm going to bring three ingredients. So it's going to be 3 times 3 to wrap up. This is the gold, little drum roll. It's hard to study also because right now you're hearing you. And you're hearing a fragment. So if I was to ask you or somebody else, what are we talking about? And I do the same. That's Akumairo. No judgment, just a desire for greater evolution. You, at best, I hear a great talk. I'm listening all day long, a variety of things. Not pick up stuff, but I'm listening all day long. Pause, Vince. What did you learn today? Oh, I'm going to gross generalize it. So we got to watch doing this. Now, here it is. One, I got to see what I'm doing. I got to see because I'm probably under a false impression. It's hard. I don't want to see because it may be a little painful. I cannot really see because I see others. And others, they're beautiful beings, but the standard is not the highest. We're all very capable. I believe in humanity. I don't think it would take very much for all of us to just suddenly get together and really evolve. But I can see myself going through the day and others going through the day. And I know how strenuous it is and how rapidly we become busy. and how much there is to do, and all that one can worry about again and again and again. So right there, I'm under the false impression that I'm doing it because I have lost the sense of what it would be like to really show up. So I got to see what I'm doing, because what I see is a lot of people in delusion, and then I'm not them, and I'm not any better. So I want to see, where's my delusion? And what do you mean? Shouldn't we be positive thinker? Oh, yes. But a real positive thinker has no problem looking anywhere. We're not really a positive thinker. We're hiding from something, somewhere. If we only want to hear what's positive, we're not saying the opposite. We're not saying just, oh, you know, for me, it's hard. What we're saying is, have the courage, the honor for you to pay attention to what you're doing. I have guys that we walk together for 1 hour. I don't let it go that far. And they tell me about how they prefer direct game and this and that. And then I cannot help but start to think. But they didn't talk to anybody here. That is delusion. And then on my side, I go, and you know what? While you were busy thinking about how they're not talking to anybody, you're also not talking to anybody. Okay? The majority at best, we show up too soft and we show up briefly, like it was going to take care of it. And when it's interesting, you know, most guys, they come up to a boot camp and then they feel they got it. So you got to see what needs to be corrected in how you show up. To stick with it and to really show up, the highest remedy is to also see the price you are paying if you continue that way. We're all free, but I'm reaching an age. I paid a near fatal price for the silly non-realization that it wasn't cool. I thought it was cool. I thought I was getting away with it, and I'm not judging anybody. That's my own experience. To smoke cigarettes beyond a certain age. And I rationalize, but, you know, I'm healthy, I'm spiritual, I don't drink, I don't do anything else, and no judgment. You're free, you do whatever you want. One example. But I didn't realize the cost. There's a cost that comes with everything. And the cost, we can't afford not diving in and doing it. And everything is connected, mind-body connection, as within, so without. It's easy to also hear it and just repeat it, or a lot of it, you know. It always made me smile when I saw, like, those young chicks that are into witchcraft, because it's for fun. It's a game. They're not really later on in life, it will stay, probably. They're marking their way. But what I'm saying is, if we're really aware of cause and effect, we got to know in mind-body connection, I will fluctuate. And if I don't really enter strong and do it, that part of me will kind of dissipate. It's still there, but it's going to go dormant. I won't even know I can do that. And then it's going to be no surprise of the impact that I have. So now we reverse it, and I finish with this. Number one, how important is it for you? And it's not a one-time answer. And my own humble experience tells me the nature of life. And the trigger, for a man, the trigger is that thing with women. That thing with women, that's crazy. That also means that if you don't crack that code, it's probably going to linger with you too long. Comes a time when you got to know, yeah, I did it. Women, they're fun. But let me tell you what's really essential in life. Or comes a time when, you know, these are my grandkids and so on. But for now, my own humble experience, a lot of people tell me you have a lot of energy, you have this and that. Well, I'm going to say two things to conclude. One, it's a byproduct of recognizing more and more that I can't afford anything less than that. And I'm already not doing it that well. Second, whenever I thought I could slack off a little bit, show up once in a while, do it okay. The price paid is too great. To continue, you got to have the drive. And the drive is already there. Okay? And then somewhere, somehow, reality is going to be what I started to talk about today initially. Okay? Reality is going to be, don't worry too much about that. What did you do about it today? Do again a little bit tomorrow. That's my current strategy with everything in my life. When I would in the past do a little less because I was tired and so on, I still do a little bit more. When I would push too much and then snap, I do reasonable. And I stay steady and I stay strong, and there's always something that I can do. And then when I'm in field, it's raining, it doesn't matter. I meet a lot of people, I interact. It's rich. Boot camp in person, April 8th and 9th, Los Angeles, Hollywood. Come. This is an amazing time also because we all went a little bit dormant to reboot and rekindle. And, you know, I personally think that there's nothing that makes me feel better than stepping out of my own environment a little bit. Because we've been in our environment for a very long time. So step out of your environment. It's really fun. It's really good right now. We're heading towards the summer. Come to the boot camp. Contact me independently from that. Thank you for the questions and thank you for showing up. We did it for tonight. See you again next week. Much love, everybody. Thank you.